Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Today in health IT, work from home is a cybersecurity ticking time bomb, according to a new report from HP, and it's on Tech Republic. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16-hospital system and creator of This Week in Health IT, a channel dedicated to keeping health IT staff current and engaged. Have you signed up for Clip Notes yet? We designed it for you. We know that you don't have a ton of time, so we created a really easy way to get updated on what's going on the show. You go to thisweekhealth.com/subscribe, or just go to thisweekhealth.com, click on the subscribe button in the top right-hand corner, subscribe to Clip Notes. You'll get an email 24 hours after each episode airs, and you'll get a summary, bullet points, and 1 to 4 short video clips. We value your time. We know you're busy, but we also want to do our part to keep you updated on what's going on in the industry. And so that is why we created it. Hopefully you'll take advantage of it. All right, today's story. And I cover this on Monday with Drex Ford because we just finished recording the show. But it's an article from Tech Republic. Work from home is a cybersecurity ticking time bomb, according to a new report. I'm just going to read you some of the things from the findings, and we'll focus in on those. So according to the HP report, 76% of respondent IT teams said security took a back seat to continuity during the pandemic. 91% felt pressure to compromise security for business continuity, and 83% believed remote work has become a ticking time bomb for a network breach. And it's interesting because in talking with this, with Drex, one of the things we agreed on is that absolutely happened. We were moving very fast, faster than we ever had before. So there was a lot of, let's say, angst, uncertainty, fear that we were moving too fast and missing things. One of the things that Drex said is it's important to just keep track of the things that you want to get back to when you do have time. The things that you may have taken shortcuts or policies you may have changed that you're thinking, we need to go back and look at that policy, or we need to go back and tighten up that security control and do that later. So that's one of the things that's said here. It goes on, according to the HP report, virtually all respondent IT teams, 91%, said they updated security policies to account for work from home, and 78% restricted access to websites and applications. And you know where this is going, right? So that's what the IT teams did. 91% updated the policies, 78% restricted access. Now we go down to employee burnout, IT teams feeling dejected. Let's start with the employee burnout. The findings also identified frustration among office workers who feel these IT security restrictions impede their day-to-day workflows. For example, about half of the respondents, office workers, said security measures result in a lot of wasted time. 37% thought security policies and technologies are too restrictive, according to the report. Interestingly, the age of the remote workers may impact the sentiments regarding company security policies. According to the report, 48% of the workers between the age of 18 and 24 believe security policies are a hindrance, and 54% were more worried about deadlines than exposing the business to a data breach, and 39% were unsure of their company's data cybersecurity policy. It's important to note at this point that this isn't just a healthcare specific report. This is across all industries. And I would say that those statements represent a lack of training and understanding of what everyone's role is with regard to security within the organization. There's a leadership in an onboarding process. There's an HR partnership here that has to happen. When 18 to 24 year olds come on staff, they need to understand that the security policies aren't a hindrance. They are a precaution against mistakes that we may make. And I understand you being worried about getting your job done, but if you get your job done and expose the business data to a breach, that has far more significant ramifications than you not getting your project done on time. So there's an education aspect of this that needs to be led top-down, HR, IT partnership, CISO, CIO, Chief Human Resources Officer, also obviously with executive sponsorship, as with all projects. One of the things this leads to is pretty interesting. So according to the report, 80% of the respondent IT teams said they experienced pushback from workers who do not like the controls being put on them at home with surprising frequency. And 69% said they're made to feel like bad guys for imposing restrictions on employees. And 80% felt IT cybersecurity has become a thankless task. And the reality is, if leadership isn't going to support you, if you're put out there to be the lone wolf that's imposing these things as sort of the Sheriff of Nottingham kind of approach, you're just going to get pummeled. This is a CIO, CEO, COO. It's all the executives. If they are at the big table making the big decisions, this is part of what they have to do. They have to support, does this organization care about cybersecurity? Do we care about privacy? And if we do care about privacy, it's joint statements. It's reinforcing the training. It's reinforcing the authority and the position of the cybersecurity professionals. It's elevating them within the organization to say, these people are here to protect us. So there's a leadership challenge, and it's really sad that that's happening, to be honest with you. Cybersecurity professionals are probably working as hard, if not harder, than anyone in most industries right now with the number of things. And it closes with this, which gives you an idea of just some of the things that cybersecurity professionals are dealing with. A portion of the report highlights IT perception regarding the threat level on various cyber attack methods as employees increasingly telecommute on networks with potential security issues. Ransomware topped the list, as you would imagine, 84%, followed by laptop and PC-focused firmware attacks, unpatched devices, and exploited vulnerabilities and data leakage in that order. Man-in-the-middle attacks and account devices take over 81%, IoT threats 79%, targeted attacks 77%, and printer-focused firmware attacks 76%, round out the top 8 perceived threats. And that's not even a complete list, to be honest with you. So our cybersecurity professionals are dealing with an awful lot. They are incredibly important to everything that we are doing, keeping things running on a daily basis. And anyone who's experienced a ransomware attack knows it just takes that one mistake and the entire system's down for 30, 40 days with potential data loss and significant reputational risk and financial risk as well. That's all for today. If you know of someone that might benefit from our channel, please forward them a note. They can subscribe on our website, thisweekhealth.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, Overcast, Spotify, Stitcher. You get the picture. We are everywhere. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders, VMware, Hillrom, Starbridge Advisors, McAfee, and Aruba Networks. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.